Yeah, well, you know, after I stopped playing with Danilo, I started playing with David Sanchez. I had been playing with Miguel Sanon since we were in college together at Berkeley.
That's right,
So
yes.
I had a lot of great experiences playing with these guys, and we were really developing a new way of playing Latin jazz. You know, it was not just like salsa with jazz chords. We were
Right.
really going deep into the Puerto Rican tradition, into the Panamanian tradition, into the Afro-Cuban tradition, but opening it up big time, you know, as you would do with jazz, with straight-ahead jazz. So that was the main difference, you know. You have to be really, really well-versed in jazz, but you also have to be extremely well-versed in Latin music. So, you know, a lot of the sound, most of the sound that I have nowadays as a drummer, which I think I've developed my own style, I think it's partly because of those years of playing so much Latin music and combining it with straight-ahead jazz. So those were key years for me. And then, of course, when I met Pat Metheny in '99, my life started changing radically because all of a sudden, I was not really playing with the Latin jazz guys anymore. I was playing with the, you know, straight ahead guys and, you know, people that had nothing to do with Latin music, the same way, you know, Danilo and David and Miguel had. Of
Right.
course, you know, Pat Metheny, he loves Latin music and especially Brazilian music, but, you know, it was all under the umbrella of jazz, not so much the Brazilian music as a traditional you know, music form.
Right.
So, you know, it was great to be able to do that switch and start playing with Pat. And, you know, we started our first recording together was in 2001. It was called Speaking of Now. And then, you know, I had never toured with such intensity ever in my life before Danilo, before Pat. Because, I mean, with Danilo and David, we were, you know, we would tour a lot, constantly, but I would never tour for 8 months straight, you know. That's just, there's very few people on the planet that can't do that, and Pat is one of them. So I've been extremely lucky to be able to travel the world, you know, many times over with him and do a lot of records and just learn so much from his approach to putting an amazing show together, to putting a great set together. His work ethic is parallel to none. I mean, he's working all the time. He's always thinking of the next project. He's a great conceptualizer. And, you know, I've just learned so much from him, from playing, from composing, from arranging, from band leading, you know. So it's been a very fruitful relationship. And it's been already, like, you know, almost 15 years now.